Yeah, I'm Merle.
Just a moment, sir. Hello?
Yeah?
Take that down. Coming right on.
What? Did you ever get him, Jim?
Yes, sir. I just finished talking with him. He said, fine. He said, as a matter of fact, hello?
Yeah.
He said, as a matter of fact, Luther Hodges had called him and told him the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
And he understood that the reason for it was some kind of a statement Jackie's about to make.
Well, I didn't know she's about to make any. She's already said that she may go to the convention at 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, I said, I knew nothing about that. Well, he said he'd heard that she was some radio columnist had some kind of a statement. All right, sir, it's done.
Now, listen, we've got to decide between a good many people yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to have a good set-to with this man from Minnesota. At least one of them. We got two of them. I ought to put Freeman in here, oughtn't I?
Yeah.
You think I ought to put his name in here?
Yeah.
But I want to be sure that they understand that there ain't nobody going to be running against me for 8 years and going to be following my platform and going to be supporting me and going to be as loyal to me like I was to Kennedy.
I don't think you'll have a better problem on that.
I want to understand it, though. I want you to get it.
For all three of them?
No. Just start on that. Just tell him that we're going to be doing some exploring with other people. We're going to be talking to Wagner over this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That I told you to go on and get a couple of leaks about his strength,
mm-hmm.
but that doesn't mean a commitment, and that doesn't mean that I'm a double crosser if it doesn't come through that way.
Yes,
although you know that I'm very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that story in Drew Pearson the other day about what happened at my breakfast table about the commissioner of the Power Commission, because first it wasn't true, and second, he oughtn't have done it.
I didn't see that one, but I said to him today in our conversation, I was indicating that a lot of these are my ideas, never mind where I got them. And I said, as a matter of fact, I said, this is just in the room, and I said, just for your own advice and background, I heard the president being a little mean about the leaks coming out of this office, your office.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, I got that point in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you want me just to talk to Humphrey?
I just want you to say it. Kennedy sat down to me and said, now, is there anything that will keep you from being loyal to me as long as I'm in that office or running for it?
Uh-huh.
And that meant no campaigning against him or no disagreeing with him publicly or no urging him to do something public and then going off and growling like Chester Bowles did on Bay of Pigs.
And you wouldn't want to be Jack Garner's either.
That's right. Yeah. And just say that he better make up his mind now whether he's ready to go with me all the way on my platform, on my views, on my policies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm willing to always listen to him and always willing to consider what he's got to say. But when I make up my mind, I don't have to kiss the ass of a vice president.
That's right.
And just see if he wants to be considered under those circumstances. Tell him that Kennedy sat down and had a call with me, said, now I want you to understand, and I know you don't believe in a lot of this integration, this platform, but you've got to go with it whole hog or you don't want you to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I want him to know that if he goes, the first thing he better do is try to put a stop to this hell raising so we don't throw out 15 states that'll defeat us.
You're damn right.
And he better get his Ruthers and the rest of them in here and go rouse and make them behave. That's the first thing. But I've got to see that he's loyal. I've got to be sure he's for me.
Yeah.
I've got to be sure that he won't be running against me 4 years from now.
That's, you haven't any reason to think any of that now, have you?
He sits there and then goes off and talks about how he tried to get a consumer man and I was playing with oil and gas people. That's not very complimentary.
No, it ain't.
And the only oil and gas man that's recommended the Power Commission to me in writing is one of the big gas companies recommended Ross.
Mm-hmm. Now, you got trouble enough about having that one. I'll talk to him, but you want me to talk to him, not McCarthy.
Not a bit. I just pick up the phone, call him, and tell him you want him to come by and have a drink with you. That you have something important. There's an important announcement coming out, and you've underwritten it, and you just want to be sure you're right. And that you said he'll be loyal. He'll never run against you. He'll always support you. He'll take your platform. He'll be your man.
Mm-hmm.
And if he don't want to be my wife, he ought to marry me.
Right. How soon are you going to put that out?
I imagine 10 minutes, maybe.
All right, I'll be on my way.
Bye.
Bye.